There's new evidence that the sun's UV rays are even more damaging than we thought. Researchers tended to focus on UVB rays, but now a study from King's College London has found the other part of the UV spectrum, UVA rays, are more carcinogenic than previously realised. Here's Lexi Metherill.
The sun emits two kinds of UV rays to the Earth's surface, UVA and UVB. It had been thought that those rays don't damage the deeper layers of the skin as much as they damage the top layers. New research has found that is the case for UVB rays, but not for UVA rays. The study was led by Anthony Young, the Professor of Experimental Photobiology at King's College London.
The damage seemed to increase as it went through the epidermis, and we think that is due to a form of backscatter. In other words, the damage goes through and is somehow reflected back.
And that's significant because the deepest layer of the skin, the basal layer, is where cells divide.
That has a possible consequence in terms of skin cancer. So one wants to try to protect the basal layer.
The research suggests that UVA rays are more carcinogenic than previously realised. The problem is they're also more prevalent. Professor Anthony Young.
In sunlight, UVB represents at most 5 or 6% of the UV rays. So the vast majority is UVA. Whereas with UVB, the intensity is very dependent on the height of the sun, and we advise people to avoid the sun at noon, for example. With UVA, there's much less variation with the height of the sun. So the strength of UVA is reasonably constant throughout the day and doesn't change so much with season compared to UVB. So we are exposed to quite a lot of UVA.
It's also more evidence of the dangers of sunbeds. Professor Michael Kimlin is the director for the Centre for Research Excellence in Sun and Health.
Depending on which brand and style of solarium, it certainly does alter the what type of UV is emitted. But typically it's UVA exposure and a little bit of UVB.
He says most sunscreens on Australian shelves are broad spectrum, which protect against UVB and UVA rays.
The message is that sunscreen shouldn't be the first line of defence. Really, this study shows that we do need to look at limiting our exposure and trying to stay out of the sun where possible.
The research has been published in the Journal of Investigative Dermatology.
Lexi Metherill reporting.